The Jews today are still observing the Passover in commemoration of this important incident.
当犹太人谈到他们的历史的时候，一定会想到这件事情。
When the Jewish people talk about their own history, this is something they always espouse into their discussion.
那是历史上一件不可能的事情，但是因为神的插手，所以变成可能。
It was actually an impossible feat for humans, but because of God's interference and involvement, it became possible.
因为这位神是全能的神，是让不可能成为可能的神。
It is all because the God in whom we believe is one who is almighty, who can turn the impossible things into possible.
这里说神将他们从为奴之家领出来。
In verse 14 we read that God brought them out of Egypt from the house of bondage.
当时这些以色列人在埃及是奴隶。
Those Israelites,were under captivity and enslaved by the Egyptians then.
他们受压制，他们受逼迫，而且他们的前途是绝望的。
They were suppressed, they were persecuted, and they had no hope.
在这种境况之下的人更需要被拯救。
Under such circumstances, they needed even more than we are today to receive salvation.
今天我们人也是在死的辖制之下。
But look at ourselves today, we are no different, we are under the domain of death.
因为罪带来的死。
It is because of our sins that death is something we must all face.
啊，所以我们也是像当时的人，他们是受压制的，是绝望的。
To a certain extent, we are no different from those people. We are just as much suppressed and persecuted.
虽然我们生活当中我们能够有很多的目标，很多的方向，
we may set for ourselves a set of different life goals and directions,
但是很无奈的，人的目标常常是短暂的，而且没有那个绝对永恒的目标。
Unfortunately, we find that our objectives and goals we set for ourselves are oftentimes very short-sighted, and there's no sense of eternity.
当有一天你回头一看，你会发觉那些算得了什么。
One day we shall all look back at our lives and find all what we have accomplished really meant nothing.
因为有短暂，所以会有永恒，所以你会去想什么才是绝对的，什么才是永恒的。
But on the other hand, it is because of the concept of temporarity we can then conceive and understand what is eternal.
不但这样子，在因为罪，所以在生活当中充满着许多的愁苦。
It is also because of the sins that our lives are filled with sorrows and sadness.
人会有病，人会有患难。
We cannot escape the fate of getting ill and experience tribulations.
人都希望有爱，但是有时候却生活在没有爱的环境里头。
We all yearn for a life of love, and yet we cannot often find it.
人希望有活着最基本的需要平安，但是常常平安却远离我们。
Peace is something which is so critical and essential for our life, and yet this most essential thing is often not found.
昨天我们也提到以色列人出埃及有一个重要的日子，就是正月十四日。
Yesterday, we talked about the very important date in the history of the Jewish people, the 14th day of the first month.
埃及人不允许他们出埃及。
The Egyptians would not allow the Israelites to leave Egypt.
但是在那一个晚上，神行了一个大作为。
But God performed a wondrous feat on that evening.
神大大的刑罚埃及人。
God punished the Egyptians quite severely.
那一天晚上，整个埃及遍地都是哀哭的声音。
There was nothing but cries and tears throughout the land of Egypt.
因为凡是投生的，包括动物，都被击杀了。
For all the firstborn, not just human, but all the animals were struck.
而住在埃及地的这些以色列人，他们却免了这个祸患。
Fortunately, the Israelites who were in the land of Egypt were all spared.
因为有一头，每一个家庭准备了一头为他们替死的羔羊。
The reason was that each household took a lamb who died for their sake.
因为他们每户人家在门框门楣上有这羔羊的血的记号。
And each household, according to the instructions of God, they struck blood of the lamb on the side posts and the posts above.
所以他们的头身的，因为有羔羊的代死，就能够得着拯救。
Therefore, because of the death of the lamb, the firstborn were all saved.
耶稣基督也成为代死的羔羊，为我们每一个人死。
And we must remember our Lord Jesus Christ also came in the world and died for our sake as a lamb.
羔羊的血成为他们拯救的记号。
The blood of lamb became the token of salvation for the Israelites.
那么耶稣的血怎样在今天成为我们的记号呢？
And how can the blood of Jesus become the token of our salvation?
这是今天晚上我们要继续来查考清楚的。
This is something I'd like to discuss with you this evening.
请我们再看出埃及记十三章二十节。
Let us turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 20.
二十节，他们从苏哥起行，在旷野边的以坦安营。二十一节
，21，
日间耶和华在营柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。既然神让他们出了埃及，神也能够带领他们来走进入迦南地的路。
If God was able to lead the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.God certainly was able to guide them through the wilderness.
所以这里说到在路上有营柱、火柱来带领他们。
In verse 21, we read that there was a pillar of cloud and also also pillars of fire to guide their way.
他们就向着神所应许给他们的美地来前进。
They were able to therefore follow those signals and until they reached that beautiful land.
但是困难却又来到了。
But they confronted another challenge.
请看十四章第五节。
Let us read Exodus chapter 14, verse 5.
第五节，有人告诉埃及王说，百姓逃跑，法老和他的臣仆就向百姓辩心说，我们从以色列人去不再服侍我们，这做的是什么事呢？第六节。
Verse 6.
法老就预备他的车辆，带领精兵同去。第七节。
7.
并带着六百辆特遣的车和埃及所有的车，每辆都有车兵长。第八节
，verse 8，
耶和华使埃及王法老的心刚硬，他就追赶以色列人，因为以色列人是昂然无惧的出埃及。第九节
，verse 9，
埃及人追赶他们，法老一切的马匹、车辆、马兵与精兵，就在海边上靠近比哈西路，对着巴利许分在他们安营的地方追上了。当时以色列人在埃及是奴隶，是廉价的劳工。
Israelites then were enslaved in the land of Egypt. They were the source of cheap labor.
这对整个埃及国的经济是一个很大的力量。
It was a great help and strength for the economic development of the land of Egypt then.
结果现在他们昂然无惧地出了埃及。
But now, as we read, they left the land of Egypt without fear.
结果法老王他后悔了，我怎么让他们出去。
And Pharaoh regretted as to why he allowed them ever to leave the land.
所以他召集了他所有的军队。
He gathered all the armies and forces he could.
包括他对军队的部队前速的追赶。
Including the most selected divisions of his army and chased after them.
结果也真的被他追上了。
And in fact, they were able to follow them very closely.
这时候以色列人前面是红海，后面是追兵。
Now imagine those Israelites, they were confronted with the Red Sea in the front and the pursuing armies from the back.
这真的是非常非常危急的时刻。
Here we find them in a critical moment.
这时候该怎么办呢？
What would they do?
前面是海，后面是追兵。
There was ocean in front and chariots and armies in the back.
无法往前走，又无法后退。
They were in a dilemma. They could neither advance nor retreat.
我们来看百姓他们的反应是怎样。
And let us study further as to the response of the people.
虽然他们已经离开埃及了，但是他们还没有完全摆脱埃及人。
Although they left successfully the land of Egypt, and yet they were still being pursued by the Egyptian soldiers.
他们不但要离开埃及，他们也必须摆脱埃及人。
Not only they must physically leave the land of Egypt, they must free themselves from the forces of the Egyptians.
只看十四章第十节。
Chapter 14,
第十节
，verse 10。
法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。十一节
，11。
他们对摩西说：“难道在埃及没有坟地？你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为什么这样待我们？”将我们从埃及领出来呢？十二节
，verse 12。
我们在埃及岂没有对你说过不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？因为服侍埃及人比死在旷野还好。在这样的危急的时刻里头，生死存亡的关头里头，百姓是这样反应。
This was the reaction and response of the people at this very critical moment。
人的本性在没有办法的时候，先哀求呼天喊地求神。
When we are in desperation, in the despair, we would call on the heaven and earth for help.
那是人的天性，人的本性。
But I suppose this is human nature.
但是我们看到这些人，他们却是非常沮丧的，非常消沉的。
But look at these verses, we find them to be very downcast and very negative.
他们害怕，他们发怨言。
They were afraid, they were murmuring.
他们充满忧愁，他们退缩。
They were filled with sadness and worries, and they were very afraid.
他们说以前比现在好。
And they said that their life previously was even better than the present.
有人说，说以前比现在好的人呢，是一个愚昧的人。
We often hear people say that anyone claimed that the previous life was any better must be a very foolish person.
至少这样的人是没有勇气的人，不敢面对现实，不敢往前走。
At the very least, this person is one without courage and bravery.
这些以色列人跟埃及人还没有完全的断绝。
Now here we find the Israelites and Egyptians were still entangled and not yet totally separated.
他们过去受埃及人的统治，怕他们，现在仍然怕他们。
They were afraid of the Egyptians previously because they were under their rule, but now they find themselves fearful still.
从这里我们看到人性的一个弱点。
So here we find a weakness of humankind.
人有惰性，人不想改变。
We have that inertia and we always reject change.
尤其人没有办法改变环境的时候，人更是这样子。
And this is even more so when we are unable and incapable of changing the circumstances.
人的惰性也常常从习惯来的。
And this inertia is often a result of our habits.
常常我们人的行为是受习惯来左右。
Our behavior, in fact, is often a result of our own thought.
而我们的习惯常常也不一定是对的，传统也不一定是对的。
And our habits may not necessarily always be correct, and the tradition may not always be correct.
有一个男士，他租 apartment， 他住楼下。
There was a man who was living in the downstairs unit in an apartment complex.
他的楼上住着一个动作很粗鲁的人，的男士。
And the one lived above him was a man who was quite rude and unthoughtful.
楼上这一个人，他的工作是 second shift。
So this person upstairs had the second shift.
所以每天下班的时候都已经半夜了。
Therefore, after he came back from work, it was almost always midnight.
他进门的时候有一个很不好的习惯。
And he had a very bad habit every time he enters his room.
那个开门的声音很大，咔一声，打开钥匙打开门。
And he usually would open the door with a loud click.
然后脚踏两下，咚咚。
And he would kick the door twice, perhaps on the floor, to make those stomping sounds.
然后砰一声把门关上。
And then would bang the door behind him.
所以每天半夜里头，楼下这个老兄都要醒过来。
So at midnight, this person living downstairs always had to suffer that, and always had to experience that.
啊，有一次他就对楼上这位仁兄说：“拜托你，你下班回来。”
Finally, he decided to talk to this person living upstairs and advise him to be a little bit quieter.
有一天， 楼上这一个人回来，他咔一声，蹦蹦两声两下，啪两下叫。
So one night, this person came back again, did exactly the same thing, made a loud click and stomped twice.
人要掉钻下去的时候，想，哎呀，不行，这样会吵到楼下。
But just before he banged the door behind him, he was reminded of the advice from downstairs.
啊，其实他咔一声，楼下那一个人习惯性的他已经醒过来。
In fact, when he made that clicking sound, the person downstairs was already awakened.
然后他就一直在等，砰一声。
And he downstairs was waiting for the big bang.
但是楼上那一个人轻轻地把门关上。
But luckily, the person living upstairs, closed the door behind him rather gently.
结果楼下那个那一天晚上就失眠了。
And the person living downstairs that evening could not get any sleep that night.
因为他一直在等砰那一声。
Because he was waiting and waiting for that big bang.
我们人常常就是被，就是说人的惰性呢，常常是由习惯来的。
So this is a good example of the statement that our inertia is often a result of our habits.
因为人的惰性，所以人常常也不想改变。
Because of this inertia as part of our human nature, we often refuse any change.
有个弟兄，他信主一段时间之后，他离开教会，离开神。
There was a brother after a few after some years believing the Lord. Chose to leave God and leave the church.
结果他的生活变得很糟糕。
His life went downhill.
他染上了毒瘾。
And he became a narcotic.
为了吸毒，他能够卖的东西他都卖了。
And because of his addiction to narcotics, he sold everything he was able to manage to sell.
后来就沦落街头。
So he became homeless.
经过一段时间，他觉得说我这样继续下去我会死掉。
After a certain period of time, he realized that he must stop this kind of way of life.
他知道我不能够继续下去，我要改变。
He realized how important and urgent it was for him to change his lifestyle.
我必须回到正常的生活。
He realized he must return to normal lifestyle.
感谢神，神还爱他。
We thank God, God loved him still.
他拿到一本圣经，他看圣经。
And he received a Bible from a source, and he was reading the Bible.
他知道他必须先离开那样子的环境。
He realized that he must first of all leave that kind of world in which he found himself.
所以他就离开那些吸毒的人。
So he decided that he must go away from those drug addicts.
经过三个月非常痛苦的三个月，他真的戒掉了毒。
For three very difficult months, he tried to keep the habit.
在那三个月当中，他说每一天他的头都像要裂掉一样。
And he said to us later on that during these 3 months, every day he had a severe headache.
但是神也帮助他，让他度过了。
But God helped him to survive these 3 very trying months.
所以他胜过了他。终于能够渐渐地踏入社会，再过着正常的生活。
So he was triumphant. He overcame this very adverse situation. He was able to return to normal life.
他得到干净之后，他戒掉毒之后，他想到我的妹妹也是过这种生活。
After he was able to kick his habit, he thought that his younger sister was also in the similar situation.
他当然知道要到哪里去找他妹妹。
Apparently, he was aware as to where to find his younger sister.
所以他隔几个月他就去找他妹妹。
Every so often, every few months, he would go to look his sister out.
那去看那一群被社会所摒弃的一群的那一群。
Or to visit those outcasts, the social outcasts, so to speak, where he found his sister.
他妹妹有时候抓着他的手，像旁边的人说：“这是我哥哥，这是我哥哥。”
And his sister would grab his hand very tightly and telling her friends around that this is my brother, my brother.
意思告诉他们，我哥哥以前跟我们一样，他现在不一样了。
What she meant to tell them was that my brother was just like us before, but now he's different.
但是很悲哀的，他妹妹接下来就向他哥哥，哥哥给我钱。
But then, unfortunately, what followed was the sister stretched her hands and asked for alms and money from her brother.
哥哥说, 我爱你, 我爱你, 但是我不能给你钱。
The brother said, I love you, my sister, but there's one thing I cannot do, that is to offer you cash.
你既然看到神帮助我改变了,
you have witnessed with your own eyes how I have been changed with the help of God. You may also do the same.
妹妹说, 我不能, 我不能。
The sister said, I am not able to do that.
这个哥哥说, 不是你不能, 是你不愿意。
And the brother said, it is not because you are incapable, but because you are not willing.
常常我们也是这样子, 我们说不能, 其实是我们不愿意。
Aren't we pretty much the same as the sister? Oftentimes we claim that we are unable, but actually we are unwilling.
有时候是真的是我们愿意, 但是我们不能。
Sometimes it is true that we may be willing, and yet we are incapable of doing that.
但是这个不能跟不愿意常常是混在一起。
But this inability and unwillingness must not be mixed up together.
所以我们就常常在这样的挣扎里头。
Therefore, we find ourselves in a perennial struggle.
天上的这一位神要让我们愿意，而且又让我们能。
And this God in whom we believe, who dwells in heaven, wants to make sure that we are willing and will enable us to do what we want to do.
我们追求信仰，追求永生，这是人生最重要的、最美的。
What are more important than pursuing after a faith and try to receive eternal salvation?
好像以色列人，他们追求离开埃及，这是最好的、最美的。
For the Israelites then, the best thing for them to do was to leave the land of Egypt.
但是他们遇到了阻力。
But they confronted challenges ahead.
今天同样的, 我们在追求这最好的道路, 追求永生, 追求得救当中, 我们也会遇到阻力。
It is only the same that as we try to move, advance forward toward eternal life, we must expect that there will be obstacles and hindrances.
耶稣是非常的信实的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is faithful.
他不但应许给我们平安喜乐将来美好的天国。
Not only he has promised us peace, joy, and the eternal kingdom.
但是他也非常实在、清楚、坦白地告诉我们。
Jesus, at the same time, informed us without mistake that we should expect to face difficulties and challenges.
所以他说天国是努力的人进入的。
Therefore, he said to us that only those who strive hard may enter into the kingdom of heaven.
他说忍耐到底的人才能必然得救。
Only those who are able to endure until the very end may be saved.
是的，在追求信仰的这一条道路上面，有时候我们会遇到一些阻挡困难。
How true it is that there are hindrances and obstacles on the path of our faith.
或许在信耶稣之前，或许在信耶稣之后。
Probably it is before we believe in Jesus, or perhaps it would happen after we had believed.
但是神一定能够帮助我们胜过。
One way or the other, we know that God will help us and give us aid.
这些以色列人当时他们只看到问题，他们忘记了神给他们的应许。
Those people Israel, as described in Exodus chapter 14, they only saw problems around them.
因为环境对他们来讲是这么的险恶。
Because the situation in which they were was indeed very adverse.
他们已经走投无路了。
And they were in a dilemma.
人也是受环境的左右。
We as human beings are often under the influences of our environment.
常常因为环境让我们觉得无奈。
Quite often, it is because the environment we are in that we feel quite helpless and hopeless.
相信耶稣的一个好处之一就是让我们胜过环境。
One of the great advantages of having the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the conviction that we can always overcome the adverse situations.
你看, 再看出埃及记14章13节。
Let us turn back to the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 13.
13节，摩西对百姓说：“不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。” 14节
Verse 14
耶和华必为你们征战你们只管静默不要作声这里神就指示他们你们应该怎么做
God instructed them very clearly as to what to do
不用怕你们凭着信心你们站着
And God told them not to fear but they should fight
神没有说前面没有路后面不能退你就向左或向右
God didn't tell them that they have to go either leftward or rightward because there was no way they could advance nor could they retreat.
你凭着信心站着看我所要做的事情。
God told them to simply stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
这些你们现在所看到的埃及人，你们将要永远看不到他们。
And God told them that they shall never again see the Egyptians.
不要以为是你们自己在面对神跟你们一起面对
and God indicated to them that they must not have the thought that they were confronting the situation on their own but God was with them
这就是成为基督徒的宝贵
this is why we find Christians are so precious
不是你自己在面对困难是神跟你一起在面对
it is not you alone facing the challenges and difficulties but God is there standing with you
那么真的你可以不用怕
it isTrue that we must not fear.
我们再看十五节
Verse 15 in chapter 14.
十五节，耶和华对摩西说：“你为什么向我哀求呢？你吩咐以色列人往前走。”十六节
16.
你举手向海伸杖，把水分开，以色列人要下海走干地。十七节
17.
我要使埃及人的心刚硬，他们就跟着下去。我要在法老和他前军车辆马兵上得荣耀。十八节
18.
我在法老和他的车辆马兵上得荣耀的时候埃及人就知道我是耶和华了十九节
19
在以色列营前行走神的使者转到他们后边去营柱也从他们前边转到后边立柱二十节
20
在埃及营和以色列营中中间有营柱一边黑暗一边发光中夜两下不得相近二十一节
And 21
摩西向海伸杖耶和华便用大东风使海水一夜退去水便分开海就成了干地神告诉他们你们往前走
God told them to advance
下到海里去这看起来是很矛盾的
It is really quite a challenge because God instructed them to go walk into the ocean
这一点都不矛盾因为这是一位全能的神
In fact, there's no contradiction whatsoever because we are talking about the Almighty God.
当摩西举杖的时候，红海的水就分开。
When Moses lifted his hand and his rod and stretched his hand, the waters in the Red Sea divided.
因为这位神是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because this God is the creator of the universe.
所以这种人所没有办法控制的自然界也是在神的掌控之下
to command the Red Sea to split was under the power within the power of this creator
当以色列人过去埃及追兵也追下去
after the Israelites went across the Red Sea and the Egyptians who were pursuing were still in the ocean
当所有以色列人到了对岸之后这些所有的埃及追兵都在红海里头。
So after all the Israelites went across the Red Sea, the Egyptian soldiers who were pursuing after found themselves still in the ocean.
照着红海的水就合住了，这些埃及追兵都沉没在红海里头。
And the water in the Red Sea closed up and actually engulfed and devoured, took the life of all the pursuing Egyptians.
照神所说的，这些埃及人，你们将永远不再看到他们。
And according to God's promise and instruction, that they would never see again those Egyptians.
所以对以色列人来讲，过红海是一个很重要的分界线。
Again, for the Jewish people, it is a very important demarcation line or a milestone when they went across the Red Sea.
跟这些压迫他们、让他们害怕的埃及人，真的完全的断绝了。
And that caused them to separate forever their relations with those Egyptians who persecuted them.
今天对我们来讲，什么是我们人生的分界线呢？
Now, what is the demarcation line we find in our lives today?
请看哥林多前书十章第一节。
Let us turn to the First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
哥林多前书十章第一节。
The First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
新约圣经238页。
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 1.
第一节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都从云下从海中经过。第二节
verse 2,
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。以色列人过红海也是他们在历史上一件永远不能够抹灭忘记的事情。
Crossing the Red Sea remains an extremely important historical event for the Jewish people.
他们想到他们的祖先，他们就记得他们以前过红海。
When they reminisce and think about their ancestors, they are constantly reminded as to how they went across the Red Sea.
传道人保罗就说到，这一件事情就是今天我们的接受洗礼。
Apostle Paul interpreted this important event as water baptism for us today.
今天我们被罪所辖制，我们必须跟罪一刀两断。
We are under the control of sins, so we must think of a way to cut ourselves completely away from sins.
好像以色列人过了红海跟埃及人完全的断绝。
Very much like the Israelites, after they crossed the Red Sea, they separated themselves forever with the Egyptians.
今天要借着洗礼让我们跟罪完全的断绝。
Through water baptism today, we are able to actually bid farewell for good from our sins.
今天一个接受洗礼的人就是归入耶稣，就是披戴耶稣。
A person who is baptized today is baptized into the Lord and has put on Jesus.
什么叫做穿上基督呢？
What do I mean by put on Christ?
就是身上有耶稣宝血的记号。
What it means is that they have the sign of the precious blood of Jesus.
以色列人在门楣门框上涂着羊血。
Remember how the Israelites did it? They struck blood of the lamb on the post of their doors.
他们就得救了。
And by doing so, they were able to be spared.
今天我们身上也要带着耶稣宝血的记号。
Today, we must carry with us the sign of the blood of Jesus.
这件事情就是借着在洗礼的时候让我们身上带着耶稣的宝血。
And this can be accomplished when we are baptized.
我们再看罗马书六章第六节。
Let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 6.
罗马书六章第六节
Book of Romans chapter 6 verse 6
第六新约215页
Romans chapter 6 verse 6
第六节因为知道我们的旧人和他同定十字架使罪身灭绝叫我们不再做罪的奴仆第七节
verse 7
因为已死的人是脱离了罪所以说到当我们接受洗礼的时候那个带着罪的那一个旧人已经死了。
In these verses, we learn that the old man who carries the sins on him, that's our past, will be dead when we go to or accept water baptism.
那从水里上来的人成为一个被神称义没有罪的人。
When we rise from the water, actually emerge from the water, we become a sinless person who is renewed.
跟过去的罪就完全的断绝了。
We have bid farewell forever for good with our sins.
所以这个洗礼带给我们几个功效呢
？So what are the efficacies of water baptism?
第一个，这个洗礼让我们身上带着宝血的记号。
First of all, it imprints upon us a sign of the blood of Jesus.
当时以色列人在埃及，那些投生的本来也要被击杀。
Actually, at the time of the Israelites in Egypt, those firstborn were meant to be struck dead.
因为羔羊的血的记号，所以他们得以存活。
But because of the blood of the lamb struck onto the doorpost, they were spared.
他们成为属于神的。
They belong to God.
今天同样的，我们身上带着耶稣的血的记号，我们属于神。
By the same token, if we have the sign of the blood of Jesus today,We are His.
我们被称，我们得着神儿女的名分。
We receive from Him the status of the children of God.
本来我们就是从神来的，本来我们就应该是他的儿女。
In fact, we all came from God, and we are legitimately His children.
因为罪让我们失去了这个名分。
But because of the sins, we have lost this very precious status.
今天借着耶稣的血，我们在得着这个名分。
Now by and through the blood of Jesus today, we are able to regain that very precious status.
让我们重新再属于他。
We can once again belong to Him.
不但这样子，他也赐给我们证据。
And furthermore, He has given us a proof and evidence.
圣灵要跟我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit is to be sent down to us, to prove that we are His children.
让我们从内心里头向天上的神呼叫阿爸父。
From the very bottom of our hearts, we can cry loudly, our Heavenly Father, Abba, Father.
圣灵是神的灵，他要给我们跟我们同在，跟我们同住。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. It is meant.To be with us and dwell in us.
这是神给我们一个保证。
This is an earnest, a proof that God has given to us.
所以为什么圣灵这么重要？
That is why we emphasize so very strongly the importance of the Holy Spirit.
很多人在刚领受圣灵的那一刹那，就是有这种感觉。
Many people, in fact, among our congregations have had such experience.Of receiving the Holy Spirit.
那种回家的感觉，
a feeling of returning home.
那种在父亲的怀抱里头的感觉，
a feeling of returning to the bosom of the Father.
这个得着神儿子的名分又叫做称义。
To regain the status as the children of God can be put differently. It could mean to be made righteous again.
得着神的义。
Because we now regain the righteousness of God.
什么叫做得着神的义？
What do you mean by gaining the righteousness of God?
义就是对的，就是正正当当的。
What is righteous is what is right and upright.
本来我们跟神之间没有一个对的关系。
There is no bilateral relationship between us and God.
现在借着耶稣，我们跟神之间要有一个对的关系，和平的关系。
But with the blood of Jesus and Holy Spirit, now we can reconcile with God, and we can belong to Him again.
昨天我说到，我们在这个世界上，我们好像主角换一样。
Last night I made an analogy saying that we were very much like criminal sentenced to death.
一个死刑犯有一个很大的悲哀，他有家，他不能够回去。
A criminal, a convict who is sentenced to die, is really very miserable because he has a home, yet he is unable to return.
我们本来的命运也是这样子，我们有家归不得。
Isn't our fate pretty much the same? Initially, we had a home, but we cannot return.
真的是这样子吗？
Is it really true?
你以为地上的家是你的家吗？
Do you really think that the home you have today on earth is your home?
这个地面上没有一个地方是真的是你的家。
In fact, let me tell you, there's nowhere on this earth you can find as your home.
你真的愿意永远住在这里吗？
Do you really want to live and stay here for good?
你知道一个事实，你会吧？
One fact that you can certainly not deny is that you will one day get old.
你知道空气在被污染，海水被污染，河水被污染，到处都被污染。
You sure know that the air is continuously being polluted, the water is being polluted, the rivers and oceans.
天上的臭氧层也破洞了。
And the ozone layer is now broken. You know there's a big hole there.
世界到处有核子武器。
There is a nuclear proliferation throughout the world today.
古墓是你永远的家吗？
It's the graveyard.Our eternal home.
你难道真的要待在那个三尺六尺的地底下吗？
Do you really want to stay in that little hole measured by 3 by 6?
不是的，我们从神来的，神的国才是我们的家。
Absolutely not, because we came from God, we must return to our home in heaven.
一个死刑犯，他不能够回家，因为他是社会的仇敌。
A person who is sentenced to die cannot go home. The reason is that he is the enemy of the public.
当我们带着罪的时候，我们是天国的仇敌。
Similarly, when we carry sins on us, we are enemies of the heavenly kingdom.
耶稣，我们不再成为仇敌，我们跟神达到和平，达到和好。
But through our Lord Jesus Christ, we may be reconciled with our Father in heaven.
一个人接受洗礼，第二个功效就是罪得到赦免。
The second important efficacy of water baptism is that our sins can be cleansed away.
让我们跟罪不再有关系。
So that we will have nothing to do anymore with sin.
让我们跟永远的灭亡不再有份。
We will no longer have any part with our eternal death.
请看路加福音十三章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章第一节
Luke chapter 13 verse 1
第一节正当那时有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们的祭物中的事告诉耶稣第二节
verse 2
耶稣说你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪所以受这害吗第三节
verse
4我告诉你们不是的你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡在这个世界上有很多事情是让我们
There are many things in this world which we may feel to be quite contradictory.
这个原因之一呢，就是人很有限。
One of the causes is that we are limited mortals.
我们人只看到现在，只看到表面。
We are so nearsighted that we only see the present and the surface.
我们没有办法看到明天，看到未来。
We can never develop that perspicacity. We can look into the future.
这里有人问耶稣有人在献祭拜神的时候他们被杀了
So here someone asked Jesus that someone was killed at the time of offering a sacrifice
既然会拜神的话那么这些人应该不会坏到哪里
If they actually had a religious belief worshipping some sort of God they couldn't be that bad anyway
被刀所杀看起来是不幸的是惨死
But they were all killed under the sword. Apparently, they did not die very comfortable death.
所以他们来问耶稣，这到底怎么一回事？怎么会这样？
That was why they came to Jesus and posed this prayer.
其实耶稣说，这个世界上本来就很多很多这样的事情。
But Jesus,
我随便举个例子。
Jesus said to them, there are things like that all over the place. Let me give you an example.
第四节
In verse 4,
从前西罗亚楼倒塌了压死十八个人你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗第五节
Verse 5,
我告诉你们不是的你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡耶稣马上举了另外一个例子
And Jesus instantly gave them another example.
有十八个人意外地被压死了
18 people died an unexpected death.
18个人或许真的有坏人在里头，但是不会每一个都是坏人。
Naturally, out of the 18, there must be some rather evil people, but we couldn't presume that all 18 were evil.
或许他们是坏人，但是也一定有比他们更坏的人。
And maybe all these 18 were pretty evil people, but I'm sure there will be even more evil people compared to them.
耶稣在这里告诉他们说不是的人若不悔改都要如此灭亡
But Jesus said it twice He said I tell you nay But except ye repent Ye shall all likewise perish
从狭隘来看人的眼光来看这个好像不公平这个好像是矛盾的
From a relatively narrow perspective We may find there is a contradiction or irony This is not fair
因为人没有看到整体的整个人世间是在罪恶当中
Because we have failed to see that we are actually deeply sunken into this way of sin
耶稣说每一个人都要悔改
Jesus said that except ye repent
从神的眼光来看每一个人都是罪人
In the eyes of God everyone without exception is a sinner
既然要悔改就表示是有错的有过犯有罪
Since we're asked to repent we apparently have some wrongdoings and transgressions that we must repent for
也就是说如果不悔改就是像这样子灭亡
Jesus said it clearly except ye repent ye shall all likewise perish
所谓这样子灭亡并不是说你也会被刀子杀或你也会被压死
Of course we should not take this literally that we would also die under the sword or being crushed under the power
从神的大的眼光来看这个灭亡是永远的灭亡
So a more macrocosmic perspective we know this death God really meant eternal death
你不要只是专注在肉体上的死
We must not simply dwell upon the death of the physical body.
人人都会经过这样子的死。
God is the kind of day that everyone will have
experience. 是那个永远的灭亡。
What we really should pay attention to is the eternal death.
什么是永远的灭亡?
What do we mean by eternal perishment?
如果有永远的生命, 才会有永远的灭亡。
If there is eternal life, then we can assume there must be eternal death.
生命是不灭的吗?
Is life eternal?
到底有没有生命的存在?
In fact, is alive at all. And I suppose we would answer that question affirmatively, yes, what is life?
那么生命是什么? 生命在哪里?
But then let me ask you further, what is life and where is life?
显微镜底下, 电子显微镜底下, 你不能够看到生命。
You can use an electronic microscope, I don't think you can find life there.
你再怎么去解脱,你没有办法解脱出来说这就是生命。
You can perform a detailed BB dissection, but I don't suppose you can actually find life under the process.
你再怎么分析,你没有办法分析到最后说这就是生命。
You can analyze and continue to analyze, but I don't think you can ever find what life really is.
但是你承认生命是存在的。
But we all admit in unison that life does exist.
因为你看到生命的表现,
because we have seen the manifestations of life.
我在这里讲话,你在底下听。
See, I'm speaking from behind the pulpit, and you are listening.
就好像我们相信有神的存在。
Very much like we believe that God exists.
虽然没有看到神, 但是看到神的作为,
even though we have not really seen God with our own eyes, but we know God exists, because we know the sin, his wondrous doings and workings.
神不是物质的存在,
God is not material in anything.
所以神是永恒的,
God is eternal.
生命不是物质的存在,
life is not physical.
只要是物质都有它的寿命都有它结束的时候,
because we know all elements are limited and they will one day all perish.
我们这个肉体是物质，所以它有结束的一天。
This physical body of ours is made of elements, therefore it has not one final day.
生命不是物质的存在，所以它是不灭的。
Life is not something can be described in a physical form, therefore it exists.
这个生命要回到神那里。
This very life will one day return to God.
如果不能够回到神那里，就是永远的隔绝。
If this life cannot return to God one day, it would mean eternal separation.
那么这就是永远的灭亡。
Or in other words, it would mean eternal destruction.
一个人接受洗礼，要让他又称为重生复活。
Through baptism, furthermore, we will renew ourselves. We will be resurrected one day.
就是我们连接到生命的源头。
And through water baptism, we are reconnected to the fountain of life.
生命从神那里来, 神就是生命的源头。
Life comes from God, and God is the fountainhead of life.
看起来我们现在有生命。
We look at ourselves, we are alive, we have life.
但是我们都好像那个被砍下来的树枝。
But to a certain extent, we are very much like branches and trees which are cut off from the trees.
那个树枝刚被砍下来, 那个叶子, 岂不是清脆的吗?
So look at those branches trimmed down from the trees. Are the leaves still green and lively?
但是过了一段时间,那个清脆的叶子就渐渐的枯萎了。
But with the passage of time, you know you can expect that that branch and the leaves will wither and will become lifeless.
看起来我们现在充满着生命。
Look at ourselves. Looks like that we are full of life.
但是我们像被砍下来的树枝,
but don't forget, we can be compared to trees and branches chopped off from the tree.
我们的生命已经离开生命的源头,
our life has been already separated from the origin of life.
所以我们必须再连接到生命的源头。
That is why it is so important we must reconnect ourselves back to the very origin of life.
所以我们必须要 悔改信耶稣接受洗礼。
It is for this very reason that we must repent, believe in Jesus, and accept water baptism.
所以这个洗礼是一个恩典，是一个奥秘。
Water baptism, therefore, is a grace. It's a form of grace. It is a mystery.
所以耶稣亲自为我们留下榜样。
That is why Jesus left behind himself a very good example for us to follow.
耶稣吩咐我们要这样去做。
And God or Jesus informed us, instructed us to do the same.
所以圣经里头称一种的洗礼。
That is why we find only one form of baptism in the Bible.
就是我们人相信耶稣悔改。
When you believe in Jesus, our Savior, we repent.
不但悔改我们生活上的错误，更重要的悔改那个宗教上的错误。
Not only we repent all the wrongdoings we have committed in our lifetime, we must also repent the wrongful or erroneous religious beliefs.
承认我们是在罪孽当中所生，我们带着祖先所留下来的罪。
We must admit to the Lord that we came from the world of sins and we are sanctioned in this world of sins.
奉耶稣的名接受面向下全身浸在活水里头的洗礼。
To receive the water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with our head bowed down.
这样还不够，还要有圣灵的见证。
With full immersion and with the witness of the Holy Spirit.
今天不是哪一个人的洗礼有功效，或哪一个教会的洗礼有功效。
The question matters little as to whose water baptism is more efficacious and which churches.Is more so.
洗礼的权柄在圣灵。
The power of the Holy Spirit resides with the Holy Spirit.
当耶稣复活要升天之前，他对门徒说
，After Jesus resurrected before his ascension, he instructed his disciples,
说你们要受圣灵。
By telling them that they must also receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免。
Whosoever his transgressions are forgiven.They shall be so forgiven.
因为圣灵是给人赦罪的权柄。
Because the Holy Spirit is the real source of the power for the forgiveness of sin.
因为圣灵要做见证，圣灵的全能要让那个水里头有耶稣宝血的功效。
During water baptism, the Holy Spirit serves as the witness, and it will make the water to become efficacious at the blood of Jesus.
所以耶稣的门徒说，在洗礼的时候，不单是用水，而且又用血，而且有圣灵的见证。
That is why the disciples of Jesus admitted and said that in water baptism, the blood of Jesus is present, and the Holy Spirit is the witness, and the power of the Holy Spirit is present.
耶稣已经为我们定死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has already been crucified on the cross for our sake.
他已经为我们开了那个洗罪的泉源。
And he has already opened up that new function that is capable of cleansing away our sins.
我们既然知道有神，我们既然知道有罪，我们需要有一个新的开始。
Now we have realized that there is God. Now we have further realized that we are sinful. We must look for that new beginning.
我们要接受这赦罪的洗礼。
There is no other choice but to come forward and accept.This water baptism for the cleansing of our sins.
最后，请看约翰福音三章第五节。
Let us turn to John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章第五节。
Book of John chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”
Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit."He cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
人肉体的死，看得见的这个死，不是就是结束。
Our physical death is not the end of everything.
有一个看不见的永恒在等着我们。
There is something that is called eternal. It is invisible awaits us.
因为生命是不灭的。
Because life will never be terminated.
我们必须进入神的国。
We must enter into the kingdom of God.
啊，进入神的国，这里告诉我们必须经过的路程。
But how do we enter into the kingdom of God? In this verse, we're told as to how.
接受圣洁的洗礼是我们必须经过的。
We must be born of water, be baptized, according to the Bible.
啊，我们还要领受圣灵。圣灵帮助我们不断地来让我们更新。
We must also be born of the Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit, so that we can be continuously renewed.
以色列人出埃及有云柱火柱在带领他们。
There was a pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, which led the way for the Israelites.
今天我们追求信仰同样会有圣灵的带领。
As we continue our religious faith and path, we know the Holy Spirit will serve as the pillar of fire and cloud.
这几个晚上你如果听了有一点感想，这就是圣灵在带领你。
If you are moved at all during these three evenings, I believe that is the voice of the Holy Spirit.
如果这几晚你觉得没有什么感想，
If you have not been touched at all within these past three evenings,
那因为我是有限的，我不能够将神的好处完全的讲得很好。
It is all because of my own limitedness.Because I am a mortal, and I have limitations, and I am not capable of fully sharing with you the truth of God.
但是如果有那永恒的，这是最重要的，你还是需要继续来查考。
But as long as you know, there is something that is called eternal. It is important, and you must continue to search for the truth pertaining to God.
圣灵一定会带领你。
I am confident that the Holy Spirit will guide you.
当然，你也会遇到一些阻挡。
Of course, you can expect that you will confront obstacles.
照着神的应许说，不用怕，站住，看神为你所要做的事情。
But you must be reminded of what God said to us, that we must not fear, we must stand still and see what wonderful work God can do for us.
我们还有两个晚上的布道会，所以希望你一定来参加。
In this series of evangelical meetings, we have completed three segments. There are two more left. We certainly hope that you will come tomorrow night and the night after.